Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday morning, hope day, and it's 7:40. Time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Hope day.
He makes it sound good, doesn't he? Tequila.
Tequila.
Wow, that guy really, maybe it's his buttery voice or just because he's so, you know, earnest about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry.
You just got hung up on the alcohol.
Well, that stuff tastes terrible. Actually, of all of the drinks that I would drink straight, that's not one of them.
Yeah, it's
Nicole's drink of choice, isn't it?
Yes.
You like shots of tequila?
Or whiskey, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I drank whiskey and vodka, but tequila,
vodka.
I got sick on one time and never could go back.
It's tough when you get sick on something. It really does. It ruins it for you. Mm-hmm.
I drink whiskey and red wine. I do like red wine.
Champagne all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt. The same one you wore when we were.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that guy's good.
It is. It's beautiful.
I'm sorry. I wasted time. I have a lot of news to get to.
You're the one who wants to get to 15 things.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you haven't already followed the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, what are you waiting for?
Oh, it's amazing.
What? Come on. That's where all the helpful links and videos we mention are on air are. Yeah. Waiting for you on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay. Adam.
Let me run through some of this stuff. First of all, one of the stories is that sports have been cleared for, you know, in a limited way in the Bay Area, or I'm sorry, in California. But Santa Clara said, no. Mm-mm.
Oh.
You guys can't come here. And what are you, nuts? So while it looks like some stadiums are going to be allowed to welcome fans in, that's not happening for Niner fans. Not on the level that we'd like to see. But you know what? We're looking good right now. That there's an article in the Chronicle I mentioned earlier where California is doing actually, considering we're such a big state too, you'd think the numbers would be completely out of hand. But we've done a good job, so... I have no problem continuing the course through the... I'm guessing it's going to be the summer, but
give me a vaccine. Hurry up with it.
Let's get to the other side of this already.
Yeah.
All right. Mother and son in Pennsylvania were involved in a road rage incident. This was a few years ago, but they just finally got done with court. A 69-year-old woman named Donna Sherbin from Hanover Township, Pennsylvania, and her 30-year-old son, Charles Sherbin, they shot at a guy during a road rage incident.
Both of them? They were both packing?
Well, they were both in the same car. I think that whoever shot the other's the accomplice.
I see. Got it.
Mom
One's
is
the driver.
You know,
and
right. However that went down. But we don't know what the guy did or if they, you know, some of these, sometimes people go out looking for trouble.
True
you know,
that.
It's mm-hmm. the anti-masker that's actually looking for a fight that goes into a store and then waits for someone to say something so they can lose their crap.
Right.
So that's maybe this is it. That the old the gun, you know, on hand. Boy, I really haven't gotten to use this yet. I've had it for over a year. It'd be nice to...
burning a hole in my pocket.
Right, exactly right.
I'll pull a Plaxico if I don't get this thing out of my pocket soon.
Anyway, we don't know what the guy did that made them so angry, but they tailed him to his business and fired shots at him.
Jesus!
And the building where the guy worked.
Oh, my God.
Donna and Charles were both arrested, and on Friday, they were both sentenced to serve. Now, what should someone get if they follow you in a road rage incident and fire a gun at you multiple times and into your business, not knowing who might be in there?
Who might be in there? I'm saying that's first-degree attempted murder. Like, you had time to come to your senses. You hunted this guy down. I say that 20 years.
They were sentenced to serve between 18 months and 12 years in prison for aggravated assault, which doesn't seem...
That's quite a large breadth of time.
Yeah, that's a big window. I don't like it. I don't like
it. And they can never
months.
Own a gun again, right?
Well,
it would be illegal for them to ever own a gun again.
I hope that that does remove their ability to buy, but I don't know.
It does seem like there should be a one-strike rule with the hunting someone down and shooting multiple shots at him and his building. Like, one strike. That's it. No more guns for you. You clearly, you don't play nicely.
Right.
Also, it's a road rage incident. I'm with you. That's an anti-masker. Looking for a fight.
Looking for trouble. I'll tell you, there, and I know this because I've talked to a lot of people about it. Most, and I realize there's going to be a lot, there's a wide array of opinions about guns in general. Most people understand those things could kill someone,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to.
Right.
You don't want to be in jail, and you don't want to kill someone. The idea that you have it is for whatever reason, whether you like, you know, target practice or you've got it as an emergency backup in a real sure. zombie apocalypse, whatever your deal, you know, is. But most people don't want to kill somebody.
Right. Most people. It's always those few people who just don't get it that ruin
right.
things for everyone.
You're right. Exactly right. Here's a question. I find this interesting. So when you go on a trip, well, however long, maybe it was your Japan trip or maybe it's a trip to Sonoma where we do our, you know, live secret show.
Yes. Okay.
How long after you get home does it take you to finally get into that bag, unpack it, put everything away and wash the stuff that needs to?
I am an immediate unpacker, washer, put away, get the suitcases back in the attic.
Ding, 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 ding. You're for me. I love it.
Oh, me and you.
That's
forever,
the right
Vinny.
Answer. You don't. Come on.
I can't take it. I can't.
You don't throw the bag in the corner and let it sit for 6 weeks?
They do say, though, that if you're worried about bed bugs coming into your house, you should put your bag into a garbage bag and out in the sun for a couple days.
Just, sure. You know, well, I could see that. You know,
I can see that. That argument I can get behind.
International travel. And if that's your excuse, then okay.
But when we pack to come home from a trip, we always pack all the laundry, everything that needs to be washed into one or two of the bags and then anything clean. And then everyone knows you have to put it away and you put away your toiletries and you put away all your stuff and you unpack your freaking, things that you picked up on the way and your little knickknacks, et cetera.
21% say they wait a day.
Okay.
11% say they wait a few days.
Oh,
3%
boy.
Said a week.
Oh boy, a whole week.
Yeah, that is that.
Don't
is
you
my
need
wife.
Those clothes?
My wife will put the bag down right in the doorway or right inside the door, and mm-hmm. then it'll stay. And she'll and look, I get it. We have kids now; our lives are ridiculous.
It is a pain
busy.
In the ass unpacking. You just got to get to it because otherwise, you're never going to do it.
I have to move the bag into a space that's annoying to her for her to finally get to it, like right next to her side of the bed. Then
she has to trip over it for a couple
all,
days.
Right. That gets that done.
I see.
Anyway, that was, I thought, interesting because it's one of those things that if you travel, especially if you travel a lot,
right,
you have a way of dealing with that.
Right.
Whether your way is fling that bag into a corner and not touch it till you go, I haven't seen that shirt in a year. Where did that go? And then.
Yeah. God, we just recently unpacked our go bags, too, because I was like, I need that one shirt that I like
uh-huh.
that I put in there. I'm like, I'll leave some of the stuff in there, but I got to go get some. It, you know, I will say that while I am a person who likes to get everything unpacked and squared away and get the laundry started and blah, 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 I can't say I've never put that off for a day or two. So I'm sorry. I guess, you know, maybe we're not perfect for each other.
Maybe we're not.
Maybe we're not. Sorry, Vin. Once in a while, I'm just like, I'm too tired. I'm
mostly
too lazy.
I ignore those types of things because you have to when you have a partner.
You do. It's true.
It is what it is.
Yep. And what do you care? It's her clothes, right?
Right. That's her problem.
You don't have to care, right.
I like this story. This is fun. 30-year-old guy named Mark. Mark Rofe. In Sheffield, England, back in January, he spent $550 to rent a billboard to try and find himself a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
It
so
said,
he put
quote,
like a big picture of himself up there, like with a
single.
Oh,
date Mark. This could be the sign you've been waiting for.
Oh, that's adorable.
Ba-dum-bum.
And is it Super is his cute. Picture on this billboard? Because that's an important. Part of this equation.
It doesn't say whether his picture was on the billboard, but it does say now in the follow-up story that it worked.
Oh.
A 28-year-old woman reached out to Mark through the website he put on the billboard.
Oh, look
so he had
at
an
him.
Address there. Date he's, Mark. Oh, and this picture is
he's
there.
Full body. He's laying down on the words date Mark. Mm-hmm. With like his head propped up on his, you know, he's got the elbow and the fist and then one knee is up. And boy, that is a, it's not the best picture. He's got the sunglasses on and kind of a print shirt.
It's not that's, bad though. It gives you an idea of his physical build and, you know, he's
douchey.
His
he's general, got like skinny jeans on and
his general look is fine.
Yeah. I guess if he's for you, then you know. And this 28-year-old lady just went, there's the guy for me.
This woman that reached out, he says, she reached out, quote, before it got any mainstream media attention. They'd started talking already. Mm-hmm. He did go on a few dates with her and a couple other women who'd applied.
Ah.
But he connected with the first girl that reached out, and they're now in a relationship and in love.
That's nice. Oh. Isn't that nice?
Isn't it wonderful?
It is. You know, a lot of guys aren't looking for relationships, but Mark was, and Mark hooked it up.
Right.
What does it cost to rent a billboard like that?
He spent $550, I believe. Oh. Let me get the story back. Yeah, $550.
Totally worth it for the love of his life.
You've even done the story, people who take out billboards in LA trying to advertise their acting skills, hoping
sure.
that some producer or director drives by and goes, oh, that's the person that I needed. I don't think it works though in that respect. Like,
no, that Angeline chick, is that her name?
She'd been trying to get, you Forever. Know, arrested for years and couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
There, look at Mark. Oh, date Mark. They're actually a kind of a cute couple. Like they look like they were meant to be.
They're equally medium
looking.
He's
a little rough looking, yeah. No, she's pretty. I think she's actually really pretty.
Oh,
he's,
okay.
He's a little doofy looking.
You know what one of my favorite terms from David Lee Roth is? That semi-good looking?
Yeah.
I love it.
You know
it.
You're semi-good looking.
And on the
street
again.
And on the streets again. You know you think you're really cooking, baby.
I love that line. I really
That's
do.
That's great.
Semi-good looking.
Semi-good looking.
Hello.
Yeah, you know, I think most people can say, I'm semi-good looking. You know, I have my moments.
That's my time. Let me see if I can get to it. I'm going to save these as a group. Oh, I like this one. This one's fun.
Okay.
The old romantic bribe. You ever offered one or two of those?
Sure. Like, I'll do you if you do this?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or whatever. You know, I consider the romantic bribe, they're useful, they work. I don't get them from my current partner or my wife,
oh,
but
oh,
I
that's too bad.
I have been in relationships where they were offered quite a bit. Like,
yeah.
You know, here's what I need done. So
here's,
and I'm always
let
like,
me give you your reward first.
It's truthfully, it's, I don't know why more people don't. It's the fastest way to get things you want done.
It is true. Yep.
3.4% people say they'd use a romantic bribe to convince someone to vote.
Oh.
What?
Well, that, you know, whatever it takes. Get out the vote, people. Come on. We got to vote.
Men were twice as likely to say they'd offer a romantic bribe as women. What?
Of course they were.
Sure, I'll offer it. No yeah. one's taking.
That's actually, you know, the thing about bribes, it has to be something you want.
Right. It really does seem like the most useful way to get the things done. Or, I mean, yeah. now obviously you need to be in a relationship and it needs to be understood that, you know, this isn't the only way you're getting that, but this is an above and beyond the norm. I yeah. usually like the backside offer. I think that's a really...
What?
You heard me.
As in, I don't, I'm not, okay, whatever. You know what?
Know?
I'm leaving that alone. I'm that's not getting offered.
What?
I know what menu you're reading off of, but... Jesus.
That yes, Bryn understands what I said. Thank you.
Is that the money truck? Yeah, I'll trade for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that might just be hooking. I'm not sure. That's the kind of bribe I like, where I
That's
get paid.
That's very different from right. That's not the same, Sarah. Our text number.
I like to give it as a reward, not as a bribe.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Here's a few. 408 says, we travel a lot right when we get home. The hubby starts the washer and I empty the bags. I don't want that stuff hanging over my head. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I am with you. But usually, at least to my knowledge, or at least in my house, people go different directions when you get home. Like, you know, I'll try to get my bag done, but everybody's got a different idea of what they need
right.
upon arrival.
It's true.
That's impressive that you two work as a team at that point.
That nice is, to... yeah. Like, let's get this going. Usually everybody just piles there. We put all, the dining room is really close to the laundry room, so I'll put everybody's bag in there, and then I open each one up on the table and get the dirty clothes out and make each person a little basket so that they can put their things away. Oh.
If I could, and I mean this with love, but you are pathetic.
Oh, no, what?
I hate to admit, I usually wait to unpack until I travel again. That is unacceptable. No.
Oh, wow. That is.
That is. I mean, maybe
bag
you're traveling.
Full of stinky clothes.
Like the next day? I don't know, but that is not okay.
Maybe they do travel a lot. But that does seem like too long.
My ex got sick on gin and root beer and never touched root beer again.
Oh, gin and root beer? Bullet. I get it. Kept the gin, though.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got a couple deaths in the music world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.